Altcoins flip Bitcoin in open interest. Reading the leverage shift. Altcoins now account for more open interest across crypto derivatives than Bitcoin, according to a September 6, 2026 post from Cointelegraph. It is a first, and it marks a shift in where leverage risk sits in the market rather than a change in spot prices. Open interest is the total value of derivatives contracts, mostly perpetual futures, that remain open and unsettled. When that pool tilts toward altcoins, it means traders are committing more borrowed exposure to assets outside Bitcoin. The spot market barely moved on the news. As of September 6, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $79,797, up 0.1% on the day, while Ether sat around $2,488, up 1.1%, and Solana at $106.11, up 2.8%. The Fear and Greed Index read 74 in greed territory. The mechanics behind the flip A shift in open interest share is not the same as money leaving Bitcoin. Someone can open a leveraged altcoin position without selling any BTC. What the flip describes is positioning. The marginal new bet and a growing share of the standing ones now points at tokens like Ether, Solana, and the long tail of large cap alts. Two forces usually drive this. The first is conviction, where traders expect altcoins to outperform and load up accordingly. The second is simple risk appetite. A greed reading of 74 lines up with the second explanation. When sentiment runs hot, leverage migrates toward higher beta assets because they move more per dollar of margin, and that is exactly what a stretch trader wants. The single source here is Cointelegraph's post, which states the flip but does not attach a specific dollar figure or exchange breakdown. We are treating the directional claim as reported and declining to invent a number the source did not give. Altcoin leverage cuts both ways. Higher open interest concentrated in altcoins raises the odds of larger, faster liquidation cascades. Altcoins carry thinner order books than Bitcoin, so a sharp move forces liquidations that push price further, which triggers more liquidations. The same structure that amplifies a rally amplifies a flush. This matters even if you never touch a perpetual contract. Liquidation-driven volatility bleeds into spot prices, and spot prices are what a crypto card user spends from. If you hold a balance in a self-custody card that draws directly from your wallet, a violent altcoin drawdown can shrink your available spend overnight, without any action on your part. That is the practical reason positioning data deserves attention beyond the trading desk. Bitcoin has historically served as the market's ballast. When its share of open interest was dominant, funding rates and liquidation risk stayed relatively anchored to the deepest, most liquid asset. A tilt toward altcoins removes some of that anchor. It does not guarantee a crash, but it changes the failure mode from a slow grind to a sharper snap. Positioning versus price. The flip is a positioning signal, not a price prediction. Open interest can lead a move, lag it, or unwind quietly through funding without any dramatic candle. Traders who read too much into a single derivatives metric tend to get caught on both sides. A few things are worth watching from here. Funding rates on major altcoin perpetuals show whether longs or shorts are paying to hold, which reveals crowding. A spike in either direction often precedes a squeeze. Bitcoin dominance, the BTC share of total market cap, tells you whether the leverage shift is being confirmed by spot flows or contradicted by them. And realized volatility on the largest alts shows whether the extra leverage is already translating into wider daily ranges. For anyone spending stable coins rather than volatile tokens, this repositioning is mostly background noise. A balance parked in USDC or USDT on a stablecoin card does not care where derivatives leverage sites. That gap between traders chasing altcoin beta and users who want a steady spending balance is the clearest read on who this event affects and who it does not.